Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact. Impact Talk for Impact fans right here on the YouTube, the Twitch, and wherever you get your podcast audio worldwide. Good evening, Alicia.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Ships ahoy. Ahoy. Oh, scoops ahoy. Whatever you prefer.
Now you're just making me hungry for cookies.
I have giant fucking cookies. Ooh, I'm swearing too early on. And anyway, excuse me. Sorry. They're from this place called Cookies and Cream, and they're like literally cookies that are like the size of softballs, and they're like stuffed with all kinds of amazingness.
Ooh, sounds like something to plow into after you got the munchies or something.
You can't, like, I mean, I'm sure people could, but eating one of those in one sitting is like almost impossible. You have to like pull it into fours.
Is that a challenge? She don't know me very well. I've done some horrible things to my stomach.
If you want
to
gut bomb yourself, by all means, I am not one to stop a force of nature. But, you know, I wouldn't recommend it. That's a whole lot of cookie you'd be putting into your system there, buddy.
I hear you. All right. How's everyone doing tonight? Thank you for joining us. We are here to cover tonight's Impact Wrestling episode from, what is today's date? June 30th. My God, the year's like halfway gone. Crazy, hey? And it just doesn't slow down, right?
Never.
Against All Odds is tomorrow night, so we're going to do a little preview on that. I've got a tab up with the updated card for that because usually Impact Wrestling is all about updating their stuff super fast, but they have not updated their site yet. So we're just going to put that off to the side. But we do have a little news to talk about. Now, I don't remember when this came out, but it was sometime within the last week. If we already talked about this, please just remind me. But I was going to bring up the Giselle Shaw news about her coming out as transgender. Did we already talk about this last Thursday, or did we not?
I don't recall.
Oh, then I don't feel
so. I don't remember yesterday, though, so I'm not a reliable narrator. But that's awesome. You know, good for her to feel totally comfortable and confident to, you know, do her thing, and that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And she even took part in some kind of LGBTQ pride parade or something.
Like awesome.
Wherever she was, I'm sorry, I don't remember the news brief, but she was like going to walk in a parade, and she was walking with some side by side with some mayor or something.
Okay. I'm out of the loop, so I haven't seen this, but that's awesome.
They put it on, I think Impact Wrestling's social media. It was like, you know, it was right before the weekend.
Nice.
So yeah.
Well, June is Pride Month, so.
Right.
I'm all about it.
It's very appropriate. And I think we can throw the word brave in there too, because it's still a cruel world, you know.
Absolutely.
You never know how people are going to react, but it just shows the another great part of the diverseness of Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And just all wrestling in general, you know, to each their own as far as what brand you support or want to watch or shows you want to go to, you know. Thank you for the super sticker, Courtney. Much love. Thank you very much. And I can't tell what that sticker is. They're high-fiving. I can't tell what the figures are, though.
That's fine. But the big point is representation matters.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just happy to see it. It's a long time coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I have a feeling. Wow, we're really getting the super chats and super stickers. I'll get back to these in a second. Do you? I have a feeling that you may maybe have you known about this with Giselle Shaw maybe longer than some of us, or no?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I thought maybe you did.
No.
Does she do a lot of indies around you, or is she more
As
of
far
a?
as I know, I'm not aware because I am out of the indies loop. I
Oh, okay.
realized the other day I haven't been to like an indie show in like 2 years now.
Oh,
So
you're disappointing Bill. What's up? No,
I'm
just
like
kidding.
putting the cup out, shaking for info. Like, hey, where am I going? Who am I going to check out? Because I'm kind of getting back into the swing of things. I'm getting cool and hip. But no, I haven't. I'm actually familiar with her from Wow Women of Wrestling.
Yeah,
Yes.
I think she's gonna be in that this
Again,
upcoming season,
that'll be
possibly.
awesome.
She was in a couple seasons and she
Yes.
played different characters too. So yeah. And there's a lot of people and I should say ladies and WoW that I'm not familiar with that are gonna be in this next season. And I don't even know when it's hitting, but the little preview they did recently put out, there's a few familiar faces in there, so we'll see. Bells boy, let's get back to you. Read this super chat. It says for J-Bone, next time try CBD, LOL, and to the lovely Alicia, have a great show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
I think he's referencing because I confessed something in the Discord earlier today about last night. And it was something what you and I were just talking about right before we went live. So we had a nice little chuckle on that as far as what happened to me last night. Maybe I'll divulge that to the rest of the people in a Patreon show, maybe. Not tonight. Not tonight. It's been a long
I
week.
didn't know you were a high flyer, J-Bone.
Oh, I'm basically a retired high flyer. And I'm not talking about the Mile High Club for like Clinton. I'm not talking about that high club. That's different. He's just a nasty old man. Keith, thank you for the super sticker as well, brother. Much love. Yeah, let's just say it's been about 2 years since J-Bone felt a little high. Well, let's just say that last night I felt a lot of high, but we'll get into the details another time. All right. Any news that you've heard about? I was gonna try to update the card on Against All Odds, and I could do that. Have you heard anything?
No, I am kind of on social media hiatus, not for any particular reason other than just to take a little break for the noggin. So, news-wise, I'm kind of like, huh? But yeah,
Gotcha.
sorry.
Not a bad thing. Oh, Terrence with a question here. He says, are you going? This is aimed at you. Are you going to the Impact tapings in Philly in September?
Maybe it's a possibility. I
Just
do love
get the cheap seats.
Philly, although I thought for some reason it wasn't at the 2300 arena. Did I mishear that?
No, I think it's going to be the
Well,
2300.
I hope it better be. Excuse my language. I really like that
Chef and loves it. It's okay. It's okay.
place. I love the 2300 arena. I like getting smuggled into the men's room to take a picture with the logo. Not unfortunate. As a girl who goes to the 2300 arena, you all know that it is a thing that is done. Because we unfortunately do not have a super cool logo in our bathroom. So at the
They need
2300
to do
arena.
something about that.
For dignity's sake, yeah, maybe, but you know, it is what it
There you go. There you go.
is.
Gotta keep the dignity. All right, let's go over this updated card. And because I didn't write down as far as because they updated stuff all throughout the show, but here's the whole completed card for tomorrow night that we can go over stuff right at the end too and talk about it a little bit after we go over tonight's review. All right, so we got the Motor City Machine Guns and tag team action against the Bullet Club team of Chris Bay and Ace Austin. Can't wait for that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I like them as a pairing, Bullet Club stuff and all.
Yeah, well, this is like their first, you know, as soon as Ace joined, I know a lot of people, including myself, said, I can't wait to see these two tag up.
Yeah, for sure.
And just, I mean, Singles is great. He was the former X Division champ, but I can't wait to see what these two do together. Yeah, so
yeah,
it'll be a lot of fun. What else we got here? Mickie James and Mia Yim versus Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo. Honor No More. Okay, versus the Good Brothers, America's Most Wanted, getting back together, and Heath.
What?
Yeah, AMW. Somewhere Trent is doing cartwheels in his in his kitchen or something. Maybe not cartwheels. I don't think his kitchen is big enough for that. Maybe his living room. Flopping on a couch somewhere uncontrollably. You can't wait. Super excited for that. Let's see. The X Division Championship is on the line. We found out earlier tonight who the number one contender is. That's Trey Miguel going after Mike Bailey's X Division Championship. The Digital Media Championship. Dot combat match? I don't know. I think this is on the Countdown show. Rich Swann defending against Brian Myers. Brian Myers really wants that title. Knockouts tag team action. Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary versus Tennille Dashwood and, oh, Giselle Shaw. Here I'm thinking it's just the influence, but Madison Rayne is injured. So she's got that double nasal thing that happened to her.
Yes.
Yeah. Ravens Clockwork Orange House of Fun match. Sammy Callahan versus Moose, including an appearance by Raven.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying. It's like, what is the mad mind of Raven going to do in this match? Is he going to side with someone?
He's going to have fun.
Or is he going to just clock the crap out of both of them? Knockouts Championship match on the line. Jordan Grace versus Tasha Steelz. Can't wait. And World Title match. Josh Alexander defending against Joe Doring. And we don't even have a bill here for the do the grunts and the
a break here and there is just nice. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could throw in a, you know, we could pretend he's here and throw in one of these. That's about as close as we're gonna get with that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Like I said, I hope everyone's doing well tonight. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you smash that like button, smash that sub button, ring that bell for notifications. As you saw already, some people have tipped one of their favorite podcasts. If you choose to do so, you can do so by bits on Twitch. You can sub, gift subs, or you can do the super chat and super stickers. Always fun. All right, so we start out here with tonight's Impact Wrestling. James Storm with, how did he describe this? He said this was the worst, best idea he's ever had. And the Good Brothers were like, all right, we'll just, you know, see what happens.
Bring and it, so Mama.
He goes up to PCO, and PCO looked like basically – the look on PCO's face is exactly what I looked like late last night. You know, he's just kind of googly-eyed and looking around and looking very confused and unfocused. It's exactly what I was doing. It's kind of scary. maybe a little more color in the face, though. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. So he's trying to lure PCO to join their team because they're down a couple guys, you know? And Vincent is like, you're not going to lure him away. You know what I mean, man?
And man.
That just didn't work. And James was telling Carl Anderson, oh, I told you that was a bad idea. And Carl's wait, that was your idea. It's, I think everybody's high in this segment. A lot of confusion. But funny.
I know I am.
So, congratulations. Man. So, the big question is, who is going to join the Good Brothers in James Storm in their fight versus Honor No More?
Who could it be now?
Oh, we're going to find out soon enough. Next, we got a number one contenders match for the X Division title. Who is going to face Speedball Bailey? Well, we got Chris Bay. We got Steve Macklin, the Laredo Kid, and Trey Miguel. I tell you, Trey Miguel with his new Spider-Man / Venom getup, and now he's got the contact lenses, and he's got some of the Venom stuff on his tights.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah, he had contacts in. That's cool.
Yeah,
it's stepping up that character work.
He is. He needed to do. He needed
a villain arc
or an anti-hero. I mean, Venom is more the anti-hero in a sense, but he is a like villain to Spider-Man, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not so well versed in Spider-Man lore, so. Forgive me.
That's okay. I was back in high school. I used to read McFarlane's version of Spider-Man back in the early 90s, and that was amazing.
I liked X-Men, Gen 13, DB8, like, you know, off the notch there superhero shit like there that.
I basically collected them until I couldn't afford them no more.
I collected until I could no longer find the stores anymore.
Oh, and that's sad too. They're slowly going
by the way. In between, man. Yeah. That used to be a happy Saturday for me as a kid.
Hell yeah. You go there and just spend like a half an hour just looking around, right?
Yeah. Hours.
There you go. I'm a slow reader, so I don't spend much time there. Anyways.
I always like to look for specific things, and so I like to like comb through because I have like this innate ability to find cool shit if I just kind of browse a little bit. So
there you go.
Yeah, come shopping with me sometime.
You heard it first. Go shopping with Alicia. I don't know if I'm going to go shopping with you, but all right. So, what did you think of this Fatal 4-Way? Chris Bay, Macklin, Trey, Laredo Kid. What did you think?
We've got some kind of X Division, don't we? I feel like everybody's really putting in the work, as always. And it's just so exciting to watch these guys do what they do. Granted, I do tend to complain about the many man matches because I'd like to see some one-offs between some guys who haven't really gone in the ring together. I always like something fresh, but amazing as always. You know, these guys just are so well in tune with each other, I feel like, and they just, I love it. I love watching it. Congratulations to Trey Miguel. My money would have been on Chris Bay now that he's got that whole Bullet Club thing going on.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm curious to see how these Impact guys are going to key into this puzzle piece, you know?
Right. It's going to be it's not going to be something where I think we're going to be taking a little break from the whole Jay White.
Right.
It's like he doesn't have to be on there. As long as we got the Good Brothers and we got Bay and Ace Austin. That's a good representation right there.
There must always be a Stark in Winterfell. I get it.
There you go. yeah, that's from, was that Lord of the Rings? Or
Game of Thrones. Game or A Song of Ice and Fire, if you're a book fan like me.
I don't read much. I saw the series up to about season two. Then it just kind of
it gets interesting. Well, I really do hope the guy actually finishes the books. Anyway, let's get back to wrestling.
It's an incomplete series? How could they
fan fiction the ending. I don't want to talk about it. This isn't the time for it. Let's get back to the...
Okay. All right. So, number one contender, Trey Miguel. Looking badass. I love it. Can't wait till tomorrow night. We'll see what he does against Speedball Mike Bailey.
For sure, now, for sure.
And we get a House of Fun promo with Raven.
Raven.
Oh, the Raven, God. Bro. He's just spinning around some.
That looks fun as hell. Stuff.
Yeah. Like
some, not going to lie.
Some classic playground stuff. And, well, hopefully he's not scaring the kids too much. But
close but yeah, that.
That was, and it was great that they showed a bunch of the classic footage.
Yeah.
From early to mid 2000s in the TNA zone.
For sure.
Back in the
20
day,
years of Impact, baby.
Yeah. So just a great way to include him in there. And I was saying during the live reaction, I was like, man, you know, there's like X amount of people they've been featuring lately. And it would just love to see a whole handful of these legendary classic characters from early TNA to go into Hall of Fame this year. You know, put in AMW, put in Raven. They all deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put in Kazarian, all these guys. Just make it happen. So great promo there. Can't wait to see what Raven does this weekend in the House of Fun match. Then we got the influence on commentary because Madison Rayne is banged up. So we got Giselle Shaw in the ring versus Rosemary. Thoughts on this match?
Where do I begin? I was actually surprised with the outcome of this, but I can see it kind of working in Giselle's favor, being with Tennille. I really like it. I don't know. I'm just happy to see what Giselle can do in the ring is phenomenal. And against Rosemary, you know, that's pretty awesome. I liked it. A great party. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not doing this justice. I really enjoyed it. Anytime you put Rosemary in the ring, I feel like you're going to get a good match anyway. And Giselle's got that new wave of energy. Again, it's one of these women who can do phenomenal things in the ring. And I just like to see that.
It's something new and fresh, especially because I think a lot of fans are still getting used to Giselle Shaw, like, what is she going to do? Things didn't work out with Lish. Now she's with the Influence. So,
well, yeah. I think we talked about it last week where I feel like that was always kind of the goal. Even if it kind of went on the wayside a little bit, it's like we had to get to know Giselle a little bit, introductory wise. And I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, if you think about it,
with Madison out, she is a good fit for that kind of group. You know what I mean? And so I think it's going to work. And we'll get into it with this segment, but it opens up the door for Rosemary and Taya.
Oh, yeah, certainly to find a third member. Yeah, we're going to get to that. But, yeah, this definitely was a great knockouts match. Great to see what Rosemary does with someone new like Giselle Shaw, excuse me.
Yeah.
And but then, of course, the influence, not getting too physical during the match, but they certainly did distract Rosemary, which then, of course, led to her losing. And, once you take out Taya, then Rosemary just doesn't have a chance. It's a numbers game, you know?
Yes.
So, agreed. So Giselle Shaw wins here and gets her arm raised by the influence in the ring. So we welcome the quintessential diva to the influence, I guess. Eh?
Yeah. To new beginnings.
It is. So hence then they make the Tennille Dashwood Giselle Shaw versus the tag champs.
Mm-hmm.
Next we got Gia Miller with Mickey James talking about this up-and-coming match against Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo. Well, Green and Purrazzo just keep provoking her. Mickey James gets physical. And then Mia Yim jumps in the brawl as well. So this is getting pretty heated up. Can't wait for that match tomorrow.
The girls are fighting.
Yes. They're catting it up. All right. Next. Now this is a continuation thing from the knockouts match we just had. So Rosemary is with Taya, and then she's got, I didn't see where she got this ring from. It's somewhere.
She pulled it out of a bag. Like she was like, Taya was holding a purse or something. I couldn't really see if it was like a tote or whatever. Okay. And she was like rifling through, pulling stuff out. Gotcha. And then she pulled, it's like a necklace or something.
It looked like a necklace with a ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So something with some kind of little conjuring powers attached to this. Yes. So Rosemary says some bippity boppity boop, and we get the Sinister Minister James Mitchell returning to their presence. Oh man,
yeah.
we love the Sinister Minister. So Rosemary getting in his face and says, "Where's Havoc?" And Sinister Minister's like, "Well, you know, I was right in the middle of, you know, putting together a menage a trois.
Menagerie.
And you interrupted." So, he really could care less what Rosemary wants, but he doesn't think he can really get in touch with Havoc as far as bringing her back to the side of Rosemary. You know, trying to even the odds here.
Yeah, she kind of did her dirty for nothing.
Well,
no,
I'm agreeing with you.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
They just, you're not allowed. It's not allowed. No, I'm kidding. But they've had their rough spots before. You know, where they've been at odds because,
well, yeah,
Sinister Minister's doing his thing, Rosemary has her.
Havoc freed Sue Young from Rosemary. So if we want to get into the real deep dive of it all, that's where it began.
Yeah. The under realm soap opera that it is. I don't know.
I love the undead realm. I must admit, I am always pleased when this decides to have come around full circle.
It's been a while.
You know what I'm getting the vibe for? Maybe, perhaps, may chance a Sue Young return.
I'm hoping. I feel
like whenever the Undead Realm comes into play, especially, that's when Sue is like involved in some way or another. But are we going to get Sue Young or a different form? Because you have to remember, last we saw Sue, she had absorbed Brandy and Kimberly.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, yeah, I'm bringing you back. Refreshing that memory, buddy.
That's true. That's true. Critical Sting here says Havoc killed Sue Young. You hold your tongue, Critical Sting.
She is
alive and well.
If PCO is hard to kill, then Sue Young is even harder to kill.
PCO's kind of on his own run.
He's on his own wavelength for sure.
He's on another level.
But I am super excited that we are going to be getting the return of Havoc. I have missed her dearly since she has been off TV.
I wouldn't assume that. I mean, I think she's going to come back, but I wouldn't assume this is going to... Because I said this during the live reaction. I would love for this to turn into the return of Sue Young. Or like you said, some version of
it's Sue all Young. Connected. They all are intertwined with each other. Rosemary, Havoc, they're all entities of this dimension. You know what I'm saying? So they can exist with or without each other. And I gotta admit, I'm ready for Havoc to have a solo run. There, I said it.
Oh, she deserves it.
I love her.
Yeah, she's like that next gen monster like we had back, you know, in the first knockouts with like Awesome Kong, you know.
Yeah.
She
I was there. I remember seeing her. It was in 2014 when they were at the it's Wind Creek now, but it used to be the Sansum Casino or whatever out in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Okay.
There you go.
Sandstone? Turning Stone. I don't know. Whatever. Don't quote me.
Well, yeah,
but I remember seeing her then, and it was like, oh, I loved her then. But, you know, it's time for another run for the Kaiju Queen.
I'd love to see it. I was hoping for it during, as much as I love Taya, I was hoping that at some point, Havoc got a lot of chances during Taya's run.
There's time for all of them.
Right. So we'll see what happens. Nonetheless, I think we're going to, Sinister Minister is going to conjure up something. I can't wait to see what happens. Now, whether it's tomorrow or the next taping, you know, whatever we get next Thursday, fallout from this, we'll see when it happens.
It'll be fun.
Jordan Grace versus Savannah Evans. This one, I wish this one lasted a little longer, but this was a loaded episode. This one was short and sweet. What'd you think of this?
What did you think of it, J-Bone? How about you go first?
I dug it. I dug it because I'm super stoked because Jordan Grace, I'll say it again. Jordan Grace was my pick to win this for the, the Queen of the Mountain match.
Right.
Because I'm like, Jordan Grace has evolved. I know I always go back to this, but it's the truth. As far as people transforming themselves during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Grace is one of those that has been a perfect example of, you know, transformation physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. Just, you know, working on her brand and just accomplishing everything she's done.
She's so driven.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the way she builds her brand. And it's totally inspired the rest of the Knockouts division. I firmly believe that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
She's become, I think she's almost in a sense become like a locker room leader in that way, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Just to teach the other women on the roster, like, hey, this is what I'm doing, and you can do it too. I think that's amazing what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's just been on another level as far as charisma in the ring, her fierceness.
She has a lot of presence, absolutely.
Just, yeah, it's like, yeah, totally commanded a presence in the ring.
Yeah.
And Savannah Evans is no one to sneeze at.
Not at all.
She's really been proving herself.
I love when the powerhouses get in the ring together.
Yeah. Yeah. Hoss Etz, I guess they like to say.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? I'm not cool or hip, so.
I am the definition of way uncool.
Yeah, but that's awesome. I like this matchup. I will say, as I will every week, is that one day I will eventually get to see Jordan versus Masha, and I can't wait.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because when Jordan Grace, I don't know if you saw this or not, Jordan Grace and Moose were doing some kind of promotion for one of the tapings, and Dr. Ross, if you will, was talking about, I think it was like right after Jordan won or right before Jordan won the title. I forget. But Moose, of all people, said, I can't wait till you get in the ring with Masha Slamovich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're not the only one. A lot of people.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I think I said a couple weeks back, like, I'm not the kind of fan that normally has like dream matches and stuff. I love to see anybody kick it in the ring with each other, because I love that diversity.
Yeah.
But I just, something about that just makes it a dream match for me for some reason, because I just think these two can take each other to the absolute limits. Like,
yeah. It's time for them to really start ramping things up for Masha Slamovich. Like, they're building the invincibility factor with her with all these squash matches that they did, but now it's time to really
unleash her. Like, ooh, I've been chomping at the bit for this, because I follow her on the indies, but like, come on. Well,
let her at him. A lot of people, including Anna in the chat, shared a great picture that she took with Masha recently. So, but yeah, she's really making her way around the indies. So, Jordan beats Savannah Evans here, which leads then, of course, to, I don't know if there was like that big of a stipulation in a sense, but because they made it sound like, oh, you have to, I think Tasha Steele said something to the effect of, you have to beat Savannah before you beat me, or something, something like that. All right, and
well, guess what, Tasha?
It's time. Yeah. Time for that match. Joe Doering promo. And this was really cool. I wish they would have done this like a long time ago. And if they did and I missed it, then I'm sorry. But this was because Joe Doering still is quite the enigma in this brand. Like, there's not a lot known around him. I mean, if you know, you know. But
Right. Because everything I know, I've learned from you guys for the most part. But Bells. I feel like this is the most information we've been given in a pack. Well, this is probably the first package we've gotten about Joe Doering. So
possibly.
To my memory, which isn't the most reliable, I'll be the first to admit, I don't recall seeing this kind of the size of a package put out for him to give us more insight on like his background and where he comes from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was big internationally within the last 20 years.
I didn't know he was a big dog in Japan. Like, that's crazy.
Right. And he, I mean, he looked different too. He had a different build, but you could still see that same snarl, you know.
The face is the same, but the style has changed.
Right. He looked like a cross between like Stone Cold and like Sandman in a super badass way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you spend that much time in Japan, then you know. I mean, that's a goal of a lot of people, to make your way over there and like to make it good enough so that you can stay over there for a significant
amount. It's a big deal.
Yeah. If you can hang with them, you can go anywhere.
Yes. feel like that's kind of like the dream of, like, well, like you said, with everybody in wrestling, but it's also to hit, you know, like the UK and where different styles of wrestling exist, you know, and to learn that way is really, you know, it's like those badges of honor, you know, so that's awesome.
It is similar to like Ace Austin going over there, and his badge of honor is, hey, you know what? You kicked ass over here. We're going to stick you in the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But still is, and you think about it, Ace has been around. God, what year was it that I saw him make his debut at CZW? You know, that is a chunk of time. I feel like it's been like 5-6 years now.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe seven?
Between 4 or 5 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was really starting to make his way through the indies and doing stuff with MLW right as he was getting into Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw him all over the place.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was great to see this promo on Joe Doering that really gave – and they talked about some of his accomplishments. I'm sorry I didn't write any of them down on here, but he's a multi-time champ in Japan, different organizations. I think it was All Japan, wasn't it? Something like that, I think. One of those. Anyways. All right, there we get GM Miller backstage with Josh Alexander talking about his match. You know, it's basically the counter to – the Joe Doering stuff. And we got tag team matching then. Action then. We got the Impact tag team titles on the line. Good Brothers defending against PCO and Vincent of Honor No More. Of course, the rest of Honor No More is out there. And I'm not going to lie. I thought maybe they were going to lose the titles on TV tonight because the numbers game is always a thing.
I'll say, all I know is that Honor No More did PCO some kind of dirty at the end of this, like right before, was it when Heath came out?
Yeah, I didn't see what they did specifically. Did I miss it?
I didn't see who did it, but someone pushed him out first from the group to get that ass whooping. I'll have to rewind it because it's one of those situations that if you're not looking at the right angle, you can't really see. You just see a hand, and PCO goes like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh.
It gets pummeled with what are those flashlights they were holding?
Okay.
PCO, someone's going to have to answer to PCO, and I would not like to be that person.
Yeah, the time's going to come where the numbers aren't even going to matter. He's just going to start clobbering everybody.
And that's kind of what they've been brewing up to. I feel like of all people they've been meaning to break out first, PCO's the guy to roll out of Honor No More and do his own thing.
Yeah, he's, I think... and you can tell by the fans too, when PCO gets going, man, the fans just go
eat it up.
Yeah. They really love themselves some PCO. PCO is, he is quite the enigma in his own way. You know,
captivating is probably the word I would use he's not human.
he's very unpredictable. I mean, he does some of the same stuff, you know, like the whole dive off the turnbuckle onto the apron.
Everybody's got their spots.
Right. But as far as like what he's actually going to do or say or who he's going to go after and how he's going to do it is, yeah, he's something else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the Good Brothers actually retain here, but they don't get a chance to celebrate because, of course, the numbers game are against them. The rest of Honor No More chimes in for a beatdown. James Storm is a victim of this as too because he's in there. And who comes out?
Wildcat. Chris.
There you go. Wildcat Chris Harris and Heath. And Heath hands Chris Harris a pipe.
Okay, that's what they were holding.
That's what they were holding, yeah. Yeah, because you were like, flashlights.
Flashlights. They were so peculiar, like narrow. I was like, what?
Yeah, it was almost like more like a, it's like a small baton.
It's going to pop them.
I'll beat you with a pen. A really big pen.
I don't have anything that would.
But they just started beating the hell out of Honor No More. And when Good Brothers and James Storm came to and they saw who their victors were, everyone was happy. Except for James Storm. A little taken back. Little taken back that his brother, who swore he would never get physical again, got physical.
Yeah.
So then we get the segment backstage. They're all celebrating. And we find out that the team is complete. We're going to have Heath joining them, and he's just looking for beer now. And Wildcat Chris Harris is going to join his brother in arms, the Cowboy James Storm. AMW's back, baby. Sorry about your damn luck. Very excited for this. What do you think about AMW being back?
That's hot dog. That's going to be quite a pairing to see back in the ring. Sorry, I was reading the comments. My mistake.
I'm trying to ignore him. I'm just trying to focus.
Bad. I just don't think I understand. Anyway.
There's a lot of times I don't understand what's going on. Like, that half the stuff that was going on during the live reaction, very confusing.
What so, are the Goo Girls? Do you see this comment? Did Wildcat Chris Harris have like Goo Girls?
I have no clue what that is. Yeah, like I said, sometimes these people in the chat, man, they're just...
Do I want to know what a Goo Girl is?
I'm a little lost. I'm going to try not to...
Anyway, back on the track. Sorry.
I wouldn't Google it. You might find something horrible.
I'm Googling it. I ain't scared.
Maybe that was supposed to be Golden Girls or something?
Oh no, I didn't
want to. Okay, yeah, that's what he meant. He says Alicia would have been perfect in the Golden Girls.
Oh my god. Sorry. Yeah, I would have. I would have been Betty White's character. Rose. Or maybe Sophia. I'm a bit of an asshole.
Maybe a pleasant cross between
a hybrid of both.
There you go. There you go.
Golden Girls. Whew, because I did Google up anyway. My mistake. In both departments.
No, it's his. He misspelled that. I just happened to understood that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Paul Nelson's like, what? What's going on? I have no clue what's going on.
Don't Google that.
We continue. So yeah, like I said, the team is complete. We got the Good Brothers teaming up with Heath and the return of AMW. Sound off in the chat, folks. Let us know how you feel about the return of America's Most Wanted. I am stoked. Somewhere Trent is doing cartwheels in his kitchen and bouncing off his couch, like I said earlier.
Or he's like rocking extra hard at a Hemi practice or something. Why would he?
Bouncing off, yeah. He's just smashing guitars because he's so excited. There you go. All right. So next we got, I guess I call this a grudge match. We got Ace Austin versus Alex Zane. Alex Zane followed him all the way from Japan.
It is Purple Sticky Punch versus the Hot Sauce Wizard.
Did you say Purple Sticky Punch?
Purple Sticky Punch, like from Biodome. Purple Sticky Punch. Anyway, maybe that's an inside joke only I know. Anyway.
I have seen Biodome, but it's been...
I just needed to give Ace a cool nickname. If I'm going to call Alex Zane the Hot Sauce Wizard, I got to have something snazzy for Ace. It's not official. It's just for me. Or you, if you want to use it. It's okay.
Purple Sticky Punch.
That
sounds like something to smoke on the weekend.
Surely. Whatever you want to put your interpretation to, you're allowed. You know what? We allow imagination here to a certain degree.
Imagine. Ace Austin versus Alex Zane. What'd you think, Alicia?
Excellent. These two work. I mean, obviously, they had their little, I don't know if it was official storyline with each other, but obviously there's a rivalry between these two, and they do excellent in the ring. These two are super talented and very exciting.
Well, what they did in Japan, how they were really, I mean, they really became best friends in Japan because they stuck around each other a lot. Mm-hmm. They did signings together a lot.
And then
at the end of the Super Juniors thing, Ace joined Bullet Club, and Alex Zane was like, "Hey, what are you doing? You're with these guys now. That's not good." And then, well, Alex Zane got a beat down for his troubles.
Betrayal.
Yep. Betrayal's just...
We were friends.
Yes, it's an ugly thing. So
it's good storytelling.
It is. It is. And the fact that it crossed thousands of miles from Japan to here, I think it's really cool. You know, they were able to pull that off. Not bad. I'd love to see Alex Zane stick around longer, but if this is all we're getting as far as this little grudge thing, then so be it. But Hot Sauce is awesome.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I can't eat hot sauce, but it's cool.
He could wear the bright red stuff and be the hot sauce and have all the Taco Bell.
Dude, I really stand by that. Taco Bell needs to get cool and hip and sponsor Alex Zane. Just do it. Like,
they
do
should. It. If Butterfinger can
send
a championship,
Butterfinger championship belt
to what's his name?
Victor Benjamin? The Savage Gentleman.
The Savage, yeah. The husband of Lady Frost, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then surely Taco Bell could get behind the sauce guy.
Be a lot cooler if they did, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. Chris Williams, you're just... I can't even repeat that. You're gonna get me in trouble. Love this match. Any other thoughts on Ace Austin versus Alex Zane?
I give it 2 snaps and a cheerio. Awesome.
We'll see if it continues, because
5 flaming hot brigettes.
All right. So saith Alicia. So Ace Austin is tag team in this tomorrow night. As you could say this weekend, but you could say it's this weekend. So I don't know if Alex Zane is going to stick around. I know he signed with New Japan, but there's no reason like he can't do what Jonah did and like stick around for a while. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. So a lot of fun, though. Ace Austin gets a win. And then main event time. This is we find out, first of all, that this is Brian Hepner's last refereeing his last match here in Impact. Yeah. He's retiring from reffing. So we thank you, Brian Heppner, for all your stuff.
It's going to be weird without him, huh? Yeah. You get so used to seeing these guys, and it's like when they go, you feel it, you know? Some people are really good storytellers. They know.
He was always a professional, and I'm sure he taught a lot of, you know, a lot of things to the younger ones backstage, like Daniel Spencer and such, you know. We get Kazarian versus Saban finally happening, and I'm glad they took almost a half an hour time with this match. They gave it the proper amount of time for this. Man, there's so many words you can call this match. It's such a classic from these guys starting in this company 20 years ago together, you know, creating that year one X Division stuff with AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels and Elix Skipper and all those guys just tearing it up. Matt Bentley, so many others, CM Punk even, you know. What'd you think of the main event?
Where do I begin? It's like it takes me back. It's like, is this 2022 or is this the early 2000s? What's happening here, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I feel like every time I see these guys, I'm stepping into a time machine because they still look super young. And they move in the ring like it's still over a decade ago. Like, super kudos to these guys, man. Glad that
we are so I said this earlier, so we are so lucky.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're so lucky to be seeing this kind of resurgence of these older heads kind of getting, you know, their spots in a modern eye, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah, they've taken care of themselves, especially during the pandemic. Certain guys who are, you could say, like the elder statesmen of the company or of a certain division, and it doesn't matter what company, you know, Kaz works in AEW with Christopher Daniels and so many others. Kaz transformed himself. He's in as good, if not better shape than he was back 20 years ago when he first started in the X Division. Chris Sabin transformed himself. He is a lean, mean fighting machine. And certainly a different body mass than he was 20 years ago. Like back then, I think just because of his stature, he was trying to look as big as possible. So he had all that extra muscle mass on him. But like moving the way he does now in the ring, he doesn't need that. He's just surgeries and everything aside, he's had a career year. I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times over the course of the last year. He's just doing amazing stuff. And to see this finally at the end of the whole, you know, Impact OGs versus Honor No More, whatever you want to call the feud. I didn't care who won this one, really. It could have been Kaz. It could have been Chris. I don't care who's working for what company. That didn't matter to me. Like, oh, it's got to be Chris because he works for Impact. I didn't care. I didn't care. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But
it was just great that Kaz got the chance to be on this stage with some of his former X Division I almost said classmates. you know, all the guys he used to run with. So,
yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, yeah. That is the Go Home episode 4, Against All Odds. And that is tomorrow night. I keep thinking it's Saturday, but it's not. It's tomorrow night.
I'm thrown off too because the holiday weekend.
Yeah. So they got that, and they got the tapings the next night on Saturday. Hopefully they, because it is a Saturday and not, you know, later in the weekend, hopefully they do get some people in there. But it's another holiday weekend, so who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, true.
So let's run, for those that came in late, let's run down the matches one more time, and we can give our 2 cents on them. We talked about them a little bit during the show here. We got the Motor City Machine Guns versus Bay and Chris Bay and Ace Austin of the Bullet Club. You got a pick for that one?
Oh, we're doing a prediction.
We'll just run down them real quick.
Who was that again? Sorry.
It's okay. Motor City Machine Guns versus the Bullet Club's Chris Bay and Ace Austin. First time we're seeing those two as a tag team.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to say Ace and Bay.
You know what? I'm going to pick them too, because yeah, it's a chance for them to really shine above some of the OGs.
Because they're part of such a larger kind of being entity, so to speak, it's kind of important that you start pushing these guys a little more. So, you know, it's just observation.
Yeah. So let us know in the chat who you think is going to take these matches. I see a little bit of both. Once someone says Bullet Club, someone saying Motor City Machine Guns. All right.
I love the Motor City Machine Guns. That's why it gets tough. I want both teams to win, but that's not feasible nor logical unless it ends in a draw. No one wants to see that.
I mean, it could be a draw, but I don't think we're going to draw.
I feel like especially it's maybe not necessarily a torch passing kind of thing, but to see Ace and Bay versus Saban and Shelly is going to be pretty monumental. So, you know, you're going to want to see it.
There you go. All right, next we got Mickey James and Mia Yim versus Chelsea Green and Deanna Purrazzo. I think this is just another, it's kind of like the beginning, another chapter of expanding the Knockouts tag division.
I'm all for. Anytime we want to do anything with the Knockouts and push their belts any further than we can get them, that is a pretty big goal for me. So my money, of course, is going to be on Mickey and Mia.
All right. I think I'm gonna go the other side of that. I'm gonna pick Chelsea Green and Deanna Purrazzo.
Fair enough.
We'll see what those two can do together. We'll see what happens. So, all right. Next, we've got Honor No More versus the Good Brothers, America's Most Wanted, and Heath. So a 10-man tag.
What do we do? We need a name for these guys. We call them, it's like, what are these teams? America's Goodest Brothers.
Sorry about your biz quiz.
I'm so embarrassed that it even came out of my mouth. But, you know, maybe it might be good. I'm just throwing it into the air. We need a good name. But then it'd be like America's Goodest Brother Heath.
Well, yeah, and then you got, you know, Heath's kind of the odd man out in this, but he don't care. Oh, baby! He's still excited.
Beer Garden. That's what we're calling him.
Beer Garden?
Beer Garden.
All right, there we go. Beer Garden. Beer Garden versus Honor No More.
It was either that or Wizard Staff, but not a lot of people know that what that drinking reference is.
So, yeah, because then you're getting into the whole like Chris Jericho realm, and that's in another brand in its own. So,
I couldn't tell you.
That's gimmick infringement. You can't do that to Chris Jericho.
Does he tape beer cans together to make a Wizard Staff?
No, but he is the Wizard.
That's the game. Is every beer you drink through the night, you turn into a wizard staff. So you like stack them until it's like, or if you're at a football game like the XFL, what the crowd does is they start making giant snakes through the audience. That's interesting. Anyway, moving on to other predictions. It's late. I'm past my bedtime. Guys, I'm fucking old, right?
You're not as old as I am, but I'll give that one to you. That's okay.
At least I'm not falling asleep on air.
There you go. There you go. She's still awake, folks. There you go. Time. Gary says the drunk club. But see, Chris Harris is not. Well, Chris Harris is the designated beer driver.
Garden. They are beer garden. Because if you know what a beer garden is, it's like where a huge group of people collect in a tented safety area that they can't leave with liquor and alcohol. So the beer garden, it's big.
And the wildcat,
multiple beers on tap.
The wildcat can just supervise. There you go.
Surely.
There we go. But don't call me Shirley. Maybe. All right. So who's winning this one?
Honor No More.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. I gotta vote for the Good Brothers, AMW and Heath here.
I feel a little too analytical. Like I'm deep diving on something that's probably not even there.
Yeah, stop that.
Now get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before something terrible happens as a band breaks up.
You're gonna inhale what? Anyways, all right. X Division Championship on the line. Mike Bailey, Speedball. Mike Bailey defending against Spider Venom or whatever the hell he's calling himself now. Trey Miguel.
I'm like, who the fuck is Spider Venom? See, this is tough. Because I feel like we haven't gotten enough of Speedball as the champion, so I want to say Speedball is going to take the win.
Because he just won it, yeah.
But then it's like I see this kind of progression happening with Trey's character, and I'm kind of like, well, fuck, like there's something brewing over here too. Like I don't know, man.
Trey needs that too. He really does. Like Trey's great, but he needed something to spice up his character.
It's like you can do the face thing, but eventually I feel like you gotta go to the dark side. They got cookies, like,
and pizza.
They've got everything. But anyway, I feel like if you're going to kind of develop as like this character, you have to kind of experience both sides of the coin, you know, the dark and the light.
Yeah. Yeah. There's absolutely no problem with that because it seems like there's a lot of people kind of going from babyface to heel to like even the Good Brothers are kind of playing.
Very neutral right now. I feel like the Good Brothers will never be 100% good, but they'll sit on the fence. They'll see which side's winning.
Well, and the Bullet Club overall is just popular, so it's like you cheer them when they walk in the building, but then you remind them that they're heels, so then you boo them on the way out.
Yeah, from what I understand, they're the most popular heels.
Right. It just goes back to the old NWO Hogan thing, you know.
That's it, though. It's like, isn't that what you want? Is like you love to hate the heels, right?
Something like that. It's wrestling. You try not to
love to hate, but you hate to love them. You know, yes. I'm not sure how the saying goes, but you get the gist.
Oh, it's yeah.
That's how you got a good. You're working with something good there. If people react to it in the intended way, then I feel like you're in good shape.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if people are sitting on their hands, you got to change something up.
Yeah. Ow.
But yeah, I think Bailey's keeping the title here, but I'm excited to see this change for Trey though, it's like you said, it's something that's needed with him. So
an evolution of character.
Yes.
But I want to see more Speedball. So again, I'm kind of undecided. I'm going to go with undecided on this one because this I really feel like could be the any man's game on this particular night.
Yeah. And the great thing about Bailey is we've barely scraped the surface with him.
Yeah.
Like every time he's in the ring now, I see him do something different, which is just mind blowing.
And they're only giving us small doses of them. Have you noticed this? They're like, oh, okay, they're like dangling the carrot in front of us. Like, yeah, okay, we want to see more.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting character for sure.
He is different.
And these two are going to put on a hell of a match.
Oh, you already know. It could be match of the night. Like Dark Horse match of the night. Impact Digital Media Championship. I think they're calling this a dot combat match, but I'm
combat.
And I'm pretty sure this is on the pre-show, which is it's a short pre-show. It's like only a half hour long. So
yeah,
one or two of these matches, maybe something different they're going to throw in there as well. But Rich Swann defending against Brian Myers. I'm going with Swann.
Brian Myers.
Okay. I mean, he's trying to retain it for his buddy who's down and out.
I'm saying it's like I represent him for the Cardonas, you know, but I feel like let's give him something.
Okay.
Love Rich Swann, don't get me wrong. Iconic. But, you know. Yeah, sometimes it's okay to toss things around,
or steal them, like
steal them, mash them, bake them in a stew. You know
what?
I'm throwing like weird movie quotes out tonight. I'm sorry, I can't stop it. It just flow with it. I'm freestyle incorporating movie quotes.
Alicia's got her own. Kind of flow to that.
We vibe over here. We just vibing.
Okay. All right. So you're going with Brian Myers. I'm going with Swann retaining. All right. Impact Knockouts Tag Team Championship match. Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary versus, you could say, the Influence 2.0. We have Tennille Dashwood with a new partner. Someone new that joined up tonight, Giselle Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for this one.
This is another tough one. I feel like I'm struggling a little bit because they have plans for the Influence.
Well, and there's some sinister things going on too.
So. But then you know, it's like they're seeking out Havoc, and it's Team Ragnarok, and I think my money's on Team Ragnarok.
Yeah, ditto.
Sorry, but, it's like I love Giselle teaming up with Tennille. I think that's going to be a cool situation there. But I'm so invested in what could have been with Taya and Rosemary. That it's like, I gotta have it. I'm sorry.
I hear you.
I need that kick, man. I got deprived of it for too long.
Well, the Sinister Minister is gonna give that kick, I think. Absolutely.
And maybe a little return of Soo Young.
I'm hoping Soo Young like blows the roof off the place. It's long overdue. We'll see. Someday it's gotta happen. We got a Ravens. Enter the Raven. Ravens Clockwork Orange House of Fun match. Sammy Callahan, who I like to think of as the son of Raven in another universe, versus Moose. Oh, this is gonna be a hot mess. What do you think?
Oh, Sammy.
Gotta be Sammy. I mean, I could see Raven clobbering the shit out of both these guys just for shits and giggles.
Is Raven in the match? I'm so confused about why Raven would have... I mean, yeah, it's his thing, and he did the intro for it, but...
Well, that's why I said he's going to be, like, supervising.
Like the lifeguard?
Lifeguard. Don't go into that section of the pool, kiddies.
Like, no, you hit him with this. Yeah, okay. I'm in. Sign me up. I don't give a fuck. Raven's awesome. Sammy and Moose are going to kill it.
Here, have a tire iron. Oh, thank you, Raven. Gotta be Sammy, though, right?
It's Sammy, yeah, of course.
I know there's a time and a place for the whole 50-50 booking thing, but I gotta go with Sammy.
Whatever puts Sammy on the fastest track back to the main belt, I support that.
Yeah, because you gotta take Moose out of that contention. As much as I love Moose as well, but
yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, I could, and you know, I could totally be wrong, but I just, you know, we only got a small taste of what Sammy could do as champion. And I feel like he got cut kind of short on it a couple times. So,
yeah, it was all like, you know, hindsight being 2020. I certainly wish he kept it much longer too. Yeah. All right. Next Impact Knockouts Championship match, Jordynne Grace versus Tasha Steelz. I gotta say, it was very interesting to see Tasha Steelz so casual tonight. Usually she's wearing...
I liked her outfit.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, it was just a t-shirt and jeans, but it was just... Usually we don't see them that casual.
Dressed down, yeah. Ooh, shit. This is tough. I love Tasha, so no knock at her, but I see Jordynne retaining... I just gotta keep it straight. Love Tasha, love her as champ. I feel, I don't know, man, it's like we were talking about earlier with Jordynne, is that she's reached kind of a new pinnacle compared to the last time she was champion.
Big time. Her evolution's been amazing.
Right. And yeah, so you basically know where I'm going with that. It's just, yeah, it's one of those full circle kind of things. So, and again, I got to say, in this case, whatever puts Jordynne on the direct path in front of Masha is what I ultimately want to see.
Right. It's you're seeing a different, like, all the knockouts are different in their own way. Their own island of misfit toys. You got powerhouses, you got characters, you know.
We have something of everything, and I feel like that it maybe doesn't get talked about enough, is where every woman on our roster looks like their own person. They're not replicas of each other. They're not all forced to fit into some same kind of, mentality, maybe. Everybody's encouraged to just be themselves in whatever they want to bring to the table, and I fuck with that hard. Individuality, man.
Yeah, they each bring their own thing, and they're not all, like you said, like cookie cutters of each other.
Yeah.
Not everyone's wearing lingerie and...
Well, not... No, because nobody's... who's doing that. Everybody's wearing gear. But it comes down to is maybe, not everyone's wearing the same form of sequined gear. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone's...
We've got, we have women from every kind of style you could really think of on our roster. And I think that's really cool.
It is. And the veterans that we do have on there, like Madison and Mickey James, they bring something special and unique to their own side of the Knockouts brand.
That's part of history, of course, man.
Yeah, that's one thing that I can say that Impact does well is when they bring back the legendary characters and people, no matter if it's men or women, they don't stink up the joint.
No.
They bring a class along with them. Even guys like Rhino, who just tears it up all the time, you know. Sadly, seems like he's going to be gone for a while because I think he's injured now. But
yeah.
But even guys like him.
Take recovery to him. To everyone who's injured right now.
Way too many.
That's across the board at every company right now.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. People got to slow down.
That's the business.
Yeah, sadly, yeah. Main event time.
We're not at the end of the card yet? Holy shiznit.
This is it. This is it right here, the end of the card. Impact World title, Josh Alexander defending against Joe Dory.
I gotta go, Josh. Nothing against Joe. Joe is a big, scary, grizzly bear of a man.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris checks under his bed for Joe Doring, right? Bring back that old number. Josh is just like the face of the fucking company right now. Like, it's, I don't see that. I think the road is going to lead back to Eric, is my point. Sorry if I complicated that.
Eventually, we don't know exactly what's going on with Eric, but usually with Eric, it has to do with some kind of mind game.
That's what's happening. That's why we haven't seen him since his loss, and he's just sticking the other two on him like a bunch of hungry wolves. Trying to pick him apart before he comes in to try and take that belt.
Looks like we got some updates finally. I saw someone in the chat. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. We do have an updated card here finally on the Impact site. Something added to the... We'll just skim over this. It's not that important, but it is going to be fun nonetheless. I'm excited to see this.
Yeah.
On the countdown to Against All Odds, live tomorrow night, we're going to get Laredo Kid versus Black Taurus. That's going to be nuts.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Nothing on the line there, but...
a damn good match, though.
Lucha Libre at its finest right there. Those two guys are going to blow the roof off. It's a great way to start the night.
Way to start the weekend. FYI, guys, there's a lot of really good wrestling going on. So if you don't have any plans during the holiday weekend, in America anyway, check them out.
Yeah. Well, even Money in the
Bank for wrestling.
Even Money in the Bank, I heard, is Saturday night.
Really? I have heard nothing about WWE, so I wouldn't know. I just know that on the indies that my Instagram has been flooded with stacked cards through the whole weekend.
No, I'm sure GCW's got a few things going on. And
Maybe. I know when No Holds Barred, just a bunch. There's so many that I couldn't even begin to list, but I'm sure if there's a particular indie brand that you're into, go ahead and support. Watch if you have the free time.
Yeah, right when we were live tonight, I noticed I got an invite from Dave Hero to the July 8th Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. It's here in Milwaukee, and he's bringing back some guys like Doug Basham and
shit.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, Shira's gonna be there.
Nice.
Bunch of he brings in a bunch of OVW guys because his son is in OVW.
Okay.
It might be the return of his son in the ring. I don't know if he's done. Cal Hero might be done with his injury, so I might have to go in. It's only $5 to get in. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Come on. You should go. Bring the young bone.
Yeah. I'll bring someone, definitely. I'll get Trent to come up here and he can scout with me.
Yeah, right.
Like I'm scouting, like I'm the no, he's the scout for AAW. But but yeah, nonetheless, and I don't think I'm even gonna pick one. I'm just gonna enjoy Taurus versus Laredo Kid. Are you picking one or
I'll go with Taurus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's just so cool.
I'm not even sorry.
Fuck that. He's awesome. Laredo Kid is really cool too, but I don't know. It's just something about that Taurus mask, man. That it's like I'm a Taurus zodiac sign, so it's like you fuck with the bull, you'll get the horns. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Hell yeah. All right, so back to the main event. Josh Alexander going up against Joe Doering. And I'm glad they did do that whole little history lesson on Joe. I think they should do more of that with a guy like him. But
I wouldn't mind, you know, to be honest, to see more character profiles on people on our roster. I think that gives something a little extra special to kind of maybe familiarize yourself a little more with, you know, who is this person? What do they stand for? Like, you know, I just think that would be, or like, here's a little bit of their history. How long have they been around? Like, I don't know. I really like the Joe Doering thing. So I'm just saying it would be cool to get that kind of spotlight on everybody on our roster. How cool.
Oh, sure. And I think what they're doing is they're just,
well, they're pumping up the match, obviously. They, you know what I mean?
Well, it's, and they're trying to find monsters for Josh Alexander to go through. And Joe Doering is absolutely like one of those monsters.
Like I said, he's like a grizzly bear shattering the spine of a moose. Just with one smack. I like to watch nature documentaries about the Great American Grizzly.
Grizzly. That sounds like something out of a horror movie, though.
Have you seen Nature? It's a horror movie. There's nothing sacred in nature, J-Bone.
Yeah, that's...
If you have school children, please ask them to leave the room right now.
It's, yeah, horrific, dude. Like, I think about it. Oh, would I rather be an animal or a human? I think a human would be the right purpose because being an animal, life is chaos.
It is. So, I do think Josh is going to retain.
Me too.
But I'm still very excited. Like there is a part of me that, you know, because Bill's gonna be holding up that Joe Doering head.
I'm sure he will.
So part of me wants to root for Doering as well, just because it's someone like Joe Doering does deserve to be champ, but I don't know if now is his time because They're really just trying to like keep the momentum of this company going and have a guy like Josh Alexander as the focus of it.
I don't think Eric Young would appreciate Joe Doering winning that belt.
I gotta agree with that.
Think about it.
Yeah. Joe Doering winning could become like a whole new like anti-hero thing going on in flip babyface real quick, especially if Eric Young shows up and says, "What are you doing?
You know? Give me my belt."
Yeah, and I don't think Joe Doering would hand it over too kindly either. So, but yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's the card. It's a stacked card for one of these smaller shows. I told you they are becoming must see because if you love wrestling, you do not want to miss out on these shows. You can watch them on the YouTube Insiders for the Ultimate Insiders. That's the $5 tier or $4.99 tier. You can watch it on the Impact Plus app. I prefer the YouTube. And then you can also, if you just like, just want to buy the show itself, excuse me, on Fight, $10. So my suggestion is you go with YouTube. So.
But watch it either way.
Yes. No matter how you do it, enjoy it. It's going to be worth it. No matter what kind of money you pay for it. All right. I'm starting to lose my voice. So we're going to wrap this up short and sweet. Check out all the links in the description of the video. And I want to quick promote this before I forget. Starting tomorrow, July 4th sale, save 20% on ProWrestlingTees.com. Use code America22. Free shipping on orders over $150. And if you buy $150 worth of our merch, I will personally call you and thank you. So
I won't.
She won't. She's
but no, that's a good deal because that doesn't just apply to like the couple shirts that we've got on the site. You know, support a wrestler you might like. It's a good time because pro wrestling tee prices can be kind of up there. So these deals are really good. So
plenty of 20
support,
good
support.
Good.
Support.
Yeah. Cause if anything, you're saving yourself shipping when you get these sales. Yeah.
$150 though.
Well, I'm just saying you get $20 off. It's your shipping is basically free.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of, I'm just like, that's a lot of shirts, but then in retrospective, it's probably like four.
If you're like Bill, you order like 10 at once, you know. I don't know. Anyways.
I don't know.
That's it for this one. Much love, everyone. I don't know when we're doing a review of this weekend because my boy's over. We're going to be doing family stuff. It's a holiday weekend. Maybe Sunday night. No promises. But we'll let you know as soon as we figure it out.
I won't be here Sunday night. I will be at a Phillies game.
Oh, Phillies game.
Box seats, bro.
Can't complain about that.
Free food. Unlimited.
Brewers are going to whoop your ass.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just there to see the fanatic.
There you go. All right. Good night, folks. Take care. Have a safe 4th of July weekend. And if you're not in America, hey, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Much love. Take care. See ya.